What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. This is a casual gaming podcast where we talk about everything and anything relating to video games, nerd culture, anything you can think of that's somewhat geeky slash nerdy, and also video games. My name is Matt, also known as The Real Spoons on the interwebs, and across from me here, as always, is John Bon Jovi. What's going on, John?
It's going. That's not my name.
That's not his name. It's Bags. Yep, Mr. Chris yep. Bags at Bags Gaming on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
And how's it going, sir?
It's going.
Just solid.
Did a podcast before this.
We
I was
did.
In dry mouth. Like, I think it's, I think it's like we have one beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like just one. And I think talking for all that time makes like it just like get all nasally and shit.
Yeah, I try to take like little sips throughout like the podcast of water just to keep coating it, you know,
let the whistle, mm-hmm. you know. Imagine if we had to do this all day. Imagine when the podcast gets so big we can quit our jobs, right? And this is our job.
Yeah.
And we have to do this all day.
Speaking of that, we have a brand new Patreon. Patreon.com/Nookshots, which is our network. Nookshots. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And if you become a silver tier member or above, you get this podcast and the Just Because podcast early. So definitely go check that out. The tiers start at $1 a month and they go all the way up to the high price of $5 a month. So definitely go check them out. Patreon.com/Nookshots. You can also check out our brand new website, which features all of our shows on there and a little bit of some other information, nookshots.com. So definitely go check us out. We really appreciate that, you know. And if you go over to Patreon and you become a supporter, we are forever grateful, and you're helping us achieve a dream that seems so far away. That's but we will get there.
We will get there. Hopefully. That'd
you know,
be cool.
2020, big
that'd
year.
Be cool. 2020.
Big year. All right, so today we're going to be discussing some interesting topics here. A few latest news articles, such as BioShock Collection leaking on Switch, PlayStation 4 and other PlayStation console backwards compatibility on the PlayStation 5. Also talk about Cyberpunk being delayed and the PlayStation not being at E3. In addition to those latest news topics, we also have some interesting ones, such as Super Smash Fighter Pass 2 predictions and some questions that I'll toss towards my co-host here and see if he can come up with some interesting answers. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he will because these are interesting questions, you know? So anyway, let's start off as we do with every show. What have you been playing lately? Bags, toss it over to you. What have you been digging? What have you been
jamming
on?
Pretty much the same stuff. I haven't had a lot of time to play since we recorded last, but pretty much want to finish off Sekiro. Fallen Order, haven't made any progress, haven't really played it just because I've been busy. Celeste, Luigi's Mansion Tree. I want to beat Cuphead.
Yeah,
only halfway through, want to actually beat it.
Yeah,
I've been itching to play God of War. Again,
yeah.
I texted you about that. But I think I got to beat like these other games first before I start a playthrough of a game I've already beaten.
Yeah, that's what happened to me like a few months ago. Like I probably mentioned like I started up God of War because I wanted like my wife to see like how awesome it was. And like I played like maybe like 30 minutes to an hour.
Boy.
And then I was just like, you know, the next play session that came up and I was like, oh, should I play God of War? I was like, I have other games to play. Like, I don't need to play God of War right now. Like, maybe I'll play God of War before I know the next one's coming out.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, just because mm-hmm. like that seems like a good time. But
mm-hmm.
but I agree, God of War.
Yeah.
It's just a game that's just like I just really want to play that again because it was so good. You know.
But like I haven't had the time, and I feel bad because I'm on a video game podcast, but I just haven't had the time to be able to sink my teeth into anything.
That's all right.
That's
what brought up actually a new idea I mentioned to you
yeah.
for the podcast, a new segment or either just entire episodes, whatever it might be, probably just a segment in these episodes where we basically have a game assigned to both of us. So the same game. And Whether it's probably easiest to just assign something that's on Game Pass because there's so many games on there. We won't have to pay for it because we already have it. And we'll play that until the next episode. You know, like, you're not obviously the entire time, but play it, like, throughout, you know, a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And then just give our impressions on the game. You know, maybe a game we've never thought about playing ever before, and we'll just try it out and see how that is. Could be a little interesting sort of game. And who knows? We might find some gold, you know? You might like a genre of games that you never thought you would like before. So it could be
it's
interesting.
It's like a gaming club.
Yeah, sort of like a gaming club. And we're also planning to have more guests on the show. We've had some inquiries from friends that they want to be on the show as a guest. So we might have some more guests coming up, which could be fun. Yeah.
We've had guests on the Just Because show, namely Tommy Jones. Our buddy Jason. We'll see. We'll see how that stuff goes. But that's the stuff I've really played recently. Hopefully life calms down a little bit. I'll just get some more time to play stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's that over here. Yeah.
Solid.
Oh, I've been kind of itching to play Apex again.
Yeah, I know. You've been mentioning that.
Yeah, I just...
And I've been online waiting for you.
I didn't get a text message or nothing.
Yeah, I bat signal. It was in the sky.
I didn't look.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I'll jump into some of that this weekend and give some Apex.
Let me know, because I did update it, and I'm ready to go. I'm also kind of like in the same situation where I'm like, you know, I'll try Apex. Like, I'll play Apex again. Like,
I'm just itching. Like the shooting was so smooth.
Yeah,
and I'm just thinking about that. I'm like, oh.
It's because it's Titanfall, baby.
It was fun when we played it. It's always like those games that come out in the winter. And then, there's a snow day, right? And we're all home.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's all play something together because we're home. We're never home, like, now.
Yeah.
And Apex, to me, is just, it's not really, like, it came out, you know, when it came out. But to me, it's just one of those, it's the last game majority of us play together.
Yeah.
Like, our group. And that's why it resonates, I think, with me.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think Apex, I actually played Apex the second it was announced.
Yeah.
Because it was a surprise announcement. Uh-huh. So I just tuned, I like Respawn just because of Titanfall. So I was like tuning in their stream or whatever. And like the second they announced it, they were like, it's available now. And I was just like, oh, I'll try it.
Yeah.
And once I tried it, I was like, oh, like you guys are going to love this game. Like,
yeah.
You know, because it's Titanfall Battle Royale. Like, what, you can ask for no more than that. Yeah, so as far as what I've been playing, Escape from Tarkov. I've been playing with our buddy Pat a little bit here and there. You know, he's been obviously teaching me a lot. And still, I just love playing that game. Like, I get, lately when I have a little bit of time, like if, you know, I'm waiting for Maria to come home or whatever it might be, I'm like, oh, could I squeeze in a game of Tarkov here or there? So I'm like trying to like play it as much as possible just because I've been really like feeling it good. But I also did download some games on Game Pass for PC recently that I want to try out. One of them being Children of Morta, which is a roguelite that it has local co-op that I actually saw at PAX a few years ago, and it was really cool. I only played like 10 minutes of it, though, but it was pretty cool. Definitely want to try that. And also, I downloaded Ape Out, which is on there, which I've heard good things about.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to try that. I knew that was on there.
So that's on there. And also, I'm just kind of waiting for Remnant from the Ashes to go on Game Pass for PC. But I've been thinking about downloading it also on...
Or Control.
Or Control, yeah. But I've been thinking about downloading Remnant also just on my console and just trying that out. Another thing, and I don't know if I can actually get into this, is I want to see, because Dreams is in a beta, right?
Yeah,
I want to see if I can get into that and play it on PS4, because I'm kind of interested in playing Dreams. I used to play this game called Project Spark, which was like, it was owned by Microsoft, something like that, and it was also on PC, on Windows 10, and it was like a game where you could build a game within the game, and then you could play other people's games and all that stuff. And I really enjoyed playing that. It just never like caught on. I think they ended up shutting the project down or something like that. But Dreams kind of like also has my interest just in that sense, even though it's just on PS4. Like, I'd really like to play it on PC because I like playing Project Spark a lot on PC. It's just easier to like maneuver with things and build things. But, yeah, it's just been a lot of Escape from Tarkov. I got Wallpaper Engine, which has been a lot of fun. Yeah, very exciting. Which is a really cool app, you know. But yeah, just been a lot of Escape from Tarkov. There's so much to learn in that game. And actually, a friend at work has also been playing it, and we were like sharing our clips back and forth and things like that. So that's been cool. The same person at work, this is kind of like a little off topic, but I just got reminded of it. He had told me like 2 days ago, he plays World of Warcraft a lot.
Yeah.
So he's like super into WoW.
Yeah.
And I guess there's a raid in WoW or something called like Molten Core, and he plays as like a mage. And he is now ranked number one in the world for that raid. Oh, like, wow, for like crazy. The highest score and like the speed that he did it or something really? Like that. Like with his and like I showed this to like some people I've met like through Twitch and like some friends. I showed that to them because I don't really know what that meant. He just like messaged me about it one day at work, and he was like, "Oh, I'm number one out of like 1.3 million people. Like, check this out." And I was like, "Dude, that's awesome." And so I sent it to some people, and they were like, you know, they weren't like super impressed, but they were like, "That's really cool that he got number one."
Yeah.
And they also they were saying, "Oh God," they said something else. I just don't remember what it was. God damn it. But anyway, they said it was really cool. He got number one. You know, that's interesting about World of Warcraft, cool. Because, like...
That game's been around forever, so it's like... The player base is huge.
It was, like, it was part of World of Warcraft Classic, too. So, like, that new one that just came out, the old one or whatever.
I get it. Okay.
But, you know...
Vanilla.
Even like, I was explaining this to, like, the other... Yeah, vanilla. I was explaining this to, like, the other WoW people that, like, I know through Discord and all that stuff. And like, they were like, "Oh, that's cool. Like that's been out for a while. Like, but it's cool. He got number one." And like, that started making me think like, I've never been number one in anything.
Yeah.
Like online wise or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, and they, you know, I told that to them and they were like, "Yeah, we've like never been number one either," or whatever. And it's just like, you start to think about those things a lot, like with just like even like a, I don't know, fucking game like Uno or whatever. There's like a number one person on the leaderboard for Uno. If there's a leaderboard
anywhere, there is.
Yeah.
I think, you know? I think back in like high school, Sonic Sega All-Stars Racing came out, and me and a couple of buddies would play that. I don't know why that game, like that's what we would play. And, we would do like time trials on this one map, and one of us, it wasn't me, but one of the other guys got really high, like really high on the time trials there. And I don't know why, like that game, but yeah, any like Mario Kart has them too. Like any game that has rankings, you know, people get good at them.
Yeah.
And they like
put, it's crazy.
Like they're, you know.
Yeah, like no matter like how old like something is, the fact that like you can get number one at any point in time is like pretty impressive. Especially, I mean, even for a game like WoW that has like so many players.
Yeah. But like, and so many experts, you know?
Yeah. Like, you know, unless you're playing a game like Battleborn that has like six people left playing or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
They also, these WoW people also said that like the guild that the guy I know it from work, that guild he's in is like super hardcore, and like they're pretty impressive overall.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just cool because like I don't know anything about WoW, but like I sit next to a guy that apparently is pretty dang good at WoW.
Is
like,
this the guy who plays during work?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So that's probably why he's so good. But now I understand. You know, he's in that hardcore guild.
Yeah.
And he's got to, you know, he's got to keep up appearances, you know. You get booted out if he's not on 12 hours a day.
He's got to get his hours in, yeah.
He's got to click a lot.
Yeah,
so anyway, let's get into some of these news stories here. So first up here is the BioShock Collection leaked for the Nintendo Switch. So this is from GameRant.com, and it just talks about, you know, the Switch will be the latest console to receive BioShock the Collection as it launched on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC in 2016 before being put out on Mac in 2017. Wow, it's on Mac. Look at that. So there's no listed date for this. The
Collection.
Yeah, okay. BioShock the Collection. Yeah, so it's the trilogy. Which is 1, 2, and in Infinite, right?
Yeah.
So
I've played all those games, just not.
It's going to be on the Switch, which is interesting. Yeah. How do you think that like a game like that will hold up on Switch type hardware?
I mean, it's similar to like. Have you seen The Witcher 3 on the Switch?
I have, but that's like a much bigger game, you know.
Yeah.
With like probably more detail than BioShock, I would imagine.
I mean, Infinite. Well, Infinite, yeah. Is like, you know, I mean, I guess like Doom 2016.
Yeah, that's on there as well.
Like that one would be the most comparable because like you're in like hell or whatever in Doom, like a hellish landscape. And in BioShock, you're in like this underwater utopia thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not in Infinite, but I think it'll be passable.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want to hardcore play those games, anything like that, just don't get on the Switch.
Yeah.
I honestly might get it on the Switch.
Oh, really? That was my next question.
Because like, I've kind of like, I saw this news story. I'm like, you know, BioShock was a great game.
Yeah.
2 was just okay. And I liked Infinite. So it's like, maybe like I'll replay those games.
Yeah.
But then do I want to just get it on my PC that has a, you know, a 1080 graphics card with a 4K monitor? Yeah, and
you can probably get it for cheaper too. Yeah, buying, you
get
know.
It off Steam. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I have Infinite on PC, and I've only played maybe like 2 hours of it or something like that. And I don't think I've ever played BioShock 1 or 2, but I think that you know, yeah, it's just a beloved series, and like it makes a lot of sense that it would also come to the Switch. To be honest, BioShock is one of those games where I think it would really work well if it was on something like Game Pass. Cause it's like one of those beloved series that isn't like crazy popular, you know, like BioShock's just one of those that like
BioShock
people just love it.
It won Game of the Year
in
2007, I think.
Yeah. It's just not like, you know, it's a popular, it's a beloved game, but it's not like it's like Grand Theft Auto, you know, or like even like Red Dead Redemption 2 or I mean, those are all Rockstar games. But, you know, it's not like it's a like I feel like Fallout is vastly more popular than something like BioShock.
Well, yeah, Fallout's a lot. It's more open world too.
Yeah,
BioShock's on rails kind of.
Yeah,
it's not on rails, but it's like it's more guided.
Yeah, I just feel like BioShock is just.
Have you ever played any of them?
I played like 2 hours of Infinite.
Okay.
And then I don't think I played the first or second one. Maybe a little bit of the first.
Like, second one is skippable. Like, you don't have to play the second one.
But
the first
I just,
one's great, though.
I just really think it would be a really good game on Game Pass.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's like a perfect game for that. It's cool it's coming to the Switch. Like, I'm not hating on that or anything like that. But I just think, I don't know. I just wonder how many people are actually going to buy it on the Switch.
I mean, I might if it looks okay, if it looks decent, you know, maybe it, like, cause I'll, like, honestly, Switch, if it's on the Switch, like I'll have more opportunity to play it.
Yeah. It's also crazy. Like, it's just so impressive. Like, how many things come to the Switch.
I know.
Like, I'm sure there hasn't been like a huge
outcry. Like, Dark Souls is on the fucking Switch.
I know. Yeah. But I'm sure hasn't been like a huge outcry of BioShock
for Switch. I mean, these ports must be easy to port to.
I guess,
like,
I don't
okay,
know,
let's just put these classic games on there.
Well, Switch
Give
runs
me
a version
Ocarina of Time.
Switch runs a version of Android.
Okay.
Like a custom firmware or whatever.
Okay,
for
so
Android
it's probably definitely,
so like
it's not hard to port
yeah.
PC games from to Android, probably.
At least I think it's either Android or Linux, but I'm pretty sure it's Android.
I mean, that game's on Mac.
Yeah, so. I know, exactly. Yeah. All right, so next story here is a really interesting one. It has to do with backwards compatibility for the PS5. So this is leaked as well. This is from BGR.com. Chris Smith over there. How you doing, Chris Smith? And essentially, it looks like this. Let me just read this this quote here. Backwards compatibility is such a major feature that games from all five PlayStation platforms, PS1, PS2, PSP, PS3, and PS4 will be compatible with PS5, making it an ultimate PlayStation console, putting an emphasis on past and present gaming. More details about backwards compatibility will be discussed at a later date, especially at E3. That's what this says. So
but
this,
they're not going to
exactly.
E3.
So that ties in to
that was a leak, correct?
This is a leak after Sony said they weren't. This is from yesterday, after Sony said they weren't going to be at E3. So what does that mean? Like, Sony's not going to be at E3? Is there going to be some sort of information?
I mean, if I don't see somehow that information being given out by anybody else at E3.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's, I think personally it's great.
I mean, that makes sense. They see how like Xbox is or Microsoft is praised for having backwards compatibility.
Right.
And how much flack they got. Like that's one of the things Microsoft did better.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they're going to do it. Did you say the PSP thing?
Yeah, I did.
I don't understand how they're going to do that.
So, I mean, I don't think it's that like far-fetched of an idea, just because there's a lot of like PSP games that were just made for PSP that, you know, it's like playing
maybe it's not an all emulated the PSP games, but
you know,
then, like, I guess N64 you gotta buy them again. Like,
I don't know. Well, so it says in this article here, so it says backwards compatibility with all PS4 games is also a big feature. Through new transferring features, users will easily transfer their PS4 games to the PS5 if those games are downloaded. Save data backups for PS4 games will also be transferable. So, and it also, I think it mentions in here that you can also use the discs or something like that as well.
Yeah. Oh, I mean PSP discs or just discs in general?
Well, no, just like discs from the PS4 to PS5. But I wonder if that also includes downloaded games on the PSP, PS1, if that even had downloaded games, I don't even know. PS2, you know, if those games are also transferred, because that only says PS4 games. Uh-huh. So, but it, apparently it will also support PSP. So it, if I had to guess, I would say PS4 games that were downloaded will transfer to PS5. Anything before that, they'll have to rebuy. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
PS3 and back. You'd have to rebuy on the PS5, for a pretty cheap price, I would imagine. No one's gonna pay
an abbreviated price. But,
yeah.
Like it makes sense. Like, I don't know how they're gonna do it with that big of an install base. Like, it might be a little more complicated. Like, especially with PSP. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're rebuying them, then I guess that's a different thing. You just download the PSP game and whatever. Yeah. But I don't know if people will be happy with that. Be like, yo, I have this game, but you're making me rebuy it. You say it's backwards compatible. But because to me, the word backwards compatible is I can take my old discs and put them in.
Right. You can't obviously do that with a PSP, though.
Obviously. Yeah. So I don't know like how they're saying that, if this leak is true, you know.
Yeah. Also, you got to think like the way Microsoft did it. With 360 games, there were people that went out to like GameStop and bought used 360 games again.
Oh yeah,
without any like issues.
That way.
Yeah, they were like, I'll spend, because it's only, what is it? You spend like $5, you know?
Yeah,
like,
depending.
So
on the game,
there's no way like a PSP game is going to be more than like $10.
Yeah, if they
imagine,
even sell,
you know?
The PSP has been discontinued. Like the PS Vita.
Yeah, now that's also another question. Is it PS? I wonder if it's PSP and PS Vita. Or is it just the PSP?
I'd assume it's both, but it's weird they don't mention the Vita.
Yeah, because like the Vita is
the
newer
one.
The
newer one, yeah, right.
And
so,
it has probably better games overall, I would imagine.
Yeah, so I don't really get that. But I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know if all that's going to be in the final backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
Because like backwards compatibility, like I said, to me, it's not. Like, if I have to buy the retro game on like the store of the PS5.
Yeah.
To me, that I'm just buying an old game. It's not like,
right,
I'm not putting an old disc in for like the PS2 and playing the game.
Yeah.
But you know, if it has some form of backwards compatibility, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, and Sony is so far ahead just in the overall race, and we'll see, obviously see if that continues next generation, but like this is just adding another thing to their arsenal that they also have, you know, like for example, Microsoft doesn't support all 360 and all original Xbox games for backwards compatibility. Maybe Sony will somehow.
Uh-huh.
And like, that would be a huge game changer, obviously, where any game would work.
Yeah.
They
just want to one up Microsoft in every way they can.
Exactly. But I also think that like this is also an opportunity for like the PlayStation Plus subscription service to maybe also, because Microsoft throws in 360 games for their games with gold, so like they could throw in a PSP game or whatever, you know, like that might be able to get people back into the good graces of rebuying games because they're getting some of them for free already. So yeah, interesting.
But then it also says like you'll hear about it at E3, and they just announced they're not going to E3. So I like, who knows how credible that leak is?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. It just
unless it, like they were gonna go to E3 and then they decided not to.
Yeah, so this, I mean, this says it's a rumor from an unverified source. It was someone posted on 4chan, and they don't even mention in this article. It says, we will point out that Sony has announced it's not attending E3 2020 this year, which means it'll need to pack a whole lot of info into the next month's expected announcement event, which there's obviously in February they're expected to have an event.
So maybe they were going to go to E3, and then they decided not to, and like...
Maybe, and then that's just...
From the rumors I heard, like, Sony doesn't like how E3 is becoming a consumer event and not just, like, a media event, and that's why they're not, like, participating as much.
It's also a lot of money, too.
Like, yeah, like, you have to... I mean Sony, too. They would put together those big-ass fucking, like...
Yeah.
Like, presentations with, like live-action shit.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Like, honestly, like, in today's age, you know, any day now... Like Nintendo just announced a Smash character. That's already like, you know, new. Everyone already knows. You know, it's not like they needed to work hard to get that out. They just all they had to do was say, "Hey, we're gonna have a direct this random day, and then we're gonna upload a video."
Nintendo like has their style down, like, pat. So,
but like these, like Microsoft and Sony could do the same thing. And
I mean, Xbox has their little show thing. I forget what Inside Xbox or whatever it's
called.
They
do, yeah. They could do it on there as well. Like, it could be their self-produced sort of like videos, or even like if it was a live stream but with a small audience in like their own like studio or own theater. Which I think Microsoft does technically at E3. They're not in the normal E3 stage. Uh-huh. They have their own theater or whatever. But just like today's age, like you don't, like it sucks. E3 is like dying, quote unquote, because of these things. But it's like, I honestly feel like in the next 10 years, like E3 is not going to exist anymore. It's going to be just like Microsoft's event is in June or in July. They're like they're just going to like events. Just choose, like they can do it whenever, basically. Like, it doesn't need to be E3 anymore. Which kind of sucks, you know. But,
yeah, it was always like a big thing.
Everything was together. So that's like, honestly, to be honest, I guess I don't care that like E3, like these companies aren't going specifically to E3. What I care most about is that these announcements are happening all at the same like near each other.
Yeah.
Because that makes it such an exciting week. Like, look at all this gaming news that came out in 7 days, you know. So I'm a little bummed that like Sony is rumored to have a February event. Like, I wish they just said
that's
we're not doing
like their
E3.
PS5 event,
yeah,
probably.
I wish they just said we're not doing E3, but we're gonna have an event in June or something like that. You know, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. You know, like that still makes June an awesome month because like I'm looking forward to a lot of Sony stuff. You know.
Yeah, definitely. But I guess we'll see what happens. Though.
Yeah, we will. And the other bit of news before we get into some of these interesting topics here is Cyberpunk being delayed. So that was announced today, and big bummer.
I mean, Cyberpunk got delayed.
Marvel's Avengers.
Fire Emblem got delayed. Not Fire Emblem.
Not Fire Emblem.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Got delayed. Marvel's Avengers all got delayed.
But no one cares about Marvel's Avengers or Final Fantasy. It's all about Cyberpunk.
I mean, some people,
gentlemen. No one cares.
Final Fantasy, maybe not Marvel, but.
Yeah. But yeah, Cyberpunk got delayed, and the multiplayer also got further delayed from, like, it's not coming out at launch, which is a bummer, because
did that say 2021?
Yeah, like after 2021 or something like that. So I'm really looking forward to Cyberpunk. It's a bummer that it got delayed for a few months. They say it's for polish, but honestly, I think if it was because it was delayed that much, there's probably some game-breaking bugs that they need to resolve. But it's even a bigger bummer for me. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'll wait till September. That's okay.
Yeah.
But the multiplayer part, like, does that mean... Because I assume Cyberpunk had some sort of online features or like co-op or things like that, where maybe you can meet other people like throughout the world, because the world seems so like dense and there was just an opportunity to kind of have online features like that. I don't know if there's like supposed to be a traditional online of where you fight people in Cyberpunk, or if it was like a co-op. Because if it's co-op, that's a bigger bummer for me. Because
you like to play games in co-op. But then I don't think it would be co-op, because I don't know why that would be delayed. It would just be like a single player thing that you just add another player to.
Oh, yeah, that's all it is. Optimization issues. You press a big plus button.
But yeah, I don't know. Because then like you don't have to deal with big server things if it's just a co-op type deal.
Well, there's still servers.
There's still servers, but it's not like it's big, massive multiplayer fucking taking hits like that.
But also, like, I don't know. Cyberpunk also seems like one of those games, and I haven't, like, looked into it too much, but it seems like one of those games that would have sort of, like, online features, like, you know, maybe there's, like, an economy of other players, like a trading market where you can, like, trade all these things you found. Yeah. Like, maybe. But that those features are also delayed. Like, I don't know what it means by multiplayer. Like, what exactly does that mean for the game?
I guess we'll find out in 2021.
We will. Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, well, they'll probably announce, like, what it is before
But and probably, maybe they'll even have, like, a beta or something. A beta branch or whatever. I'm really looking forward to Cyberpunk, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be good.
Yeah. I'm still going to wait until after it's out and see the reviews. Or at least
I do that with most games
at least
now.
Leading up to it and see what the reviews are. But I have a feeling they're going to be really good, and I have a feeling I'm going to buy the game like soon after launch.
The week it comes out.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's definitely like a brand new IP that people are like yearning for. So.
Yeah. And it's further from The Last of Us, too.
Keanu is in it.
Yeah, it's true. Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Well, who else could be in it?
I don't know.
You know? Dustin Hoffman?
Maybe.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Yeah. You play as Aziz Ansari. It's crazy. All right, so we're going to cut for an ad here, ladies and gentlemen, all right? And when we get back, we're going to be discussing some character suggestions and predictions for Super Smash Brothers, as well as a few questions I will pose towards my co-host. So hang on, enjoy the ad, and we'll see you in a little bit. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to that ad, supporting the podcast here. So, I told you to come up with a list of Super Smash characters, potentially number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also told you to come up with a list of characters that will probably never be in Super Smash, but would be cool to have in Super Smash.
Yeah.
So, let's go one by one. You say one of yours,
like,
and we'll discuss out of which
category, like
the first one. We'll go with like actual
like
fighter
actual
pass
ones that we think could be in the fighter pass.
Okay. The next one. There's gonna be six characters in the next fighter pass. So how about you just go down your list of
like my
those.
Whole list?
Yeah, just do the whole list.
Of
and
ones
we'll
that
talk about
could be.
That could be, yeah.
So I have ones that I'm a little more confident in, ones that are like super outside chance ones.
All right, so go through the confident ones first.
Okay.
And then we'll go with the crazy ones.
So first, Paper Mario.
Yes, like, he's also on my list.
Like I don't know why he's not in it yet.
Yeah.
The next one, Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know Kingdom Hearts that well.
The main character, Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, with the key? Yeah. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, that would be a great one.
My Shadow. Sonic?
That would be a great
but,
one.
Also Slash Tails, Slash Knuckles. I think Shadow would work better because he could just be an Echo Fighter.
Yeah.
Cuphead, which I don't know how. I guess him having a Mii skin doesn't matter, but
yeah,
I think because he has one, it doesn't really. I made this list before the.
Yeah, so I also have him, but I envisioned him in his like cartoon like. Style rather than the style they ended up going with.
Then I wrote Shovel Knight.
That would be cool.
I think he might be a trophy or like a assist trophy, so I'm not sure. I wrote EGAD.
Professor EGAD. You could have the Poltergust fucking 3000 or whatever it is. 2000. That would be cool.
I mean, then I have my outside ones that I don't think like would make it. All right.
Well, here I'll go over I'll go over the ones that also I'm like confident with. Okay. So I also have Paper Mario.
Yeah.
Waluigi, obviously, okay. But yeah. I don't think we're going to get
him. I think he's an assist trophy too.
I know, so. But you know, it's true the assist trophy. An ARMS character.
Yeah, I think they're assist trophies too.
Well, you know, I don't care.
Yeah,
right?
No, anything goes. Doesn't yeah. matter. We just got another fucking Fire Emblem character.
Yeah, it's true. King Boo.
Okay.
I think that'd be a cool one.
Yeah. I mean, Piranha Plant's in there, so.
That's true. I had Cuphead on my list. And the last one that, like, I would be kind of confident-ish with is, like, Rayman.
Yeah.
I don't know who owns Rayman now or anything like that. But it just seems.
Ubisoft, I think.
Ubisoft. Rayman. Oh, right. That's true. Yeah. So,
I thought I heard that there is Assassin's Creed, like, me skins or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me do a quick Google here.
Interesting. I wonder how many of those me skins they've added, because I really haven't like kept track with them. So I feel like that's a really easy way for them to be like, "Oh, you want this character? Skins. Here's a Mii Fighter skin for it." You know?
Yeah, Altair, Cuphead, and Altair.
Oh wow. Okay. So Ubisoft? You know? Yeah, Rayman. You know, could work.
I think Ubi owns Rayman.
No, I believe they do. I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right.
That's a good call.
I guess the only other one that I have on this list that's like it could happen confident-wise is Master Chief.
I have him on my like meh okay. list.
Yeah, just because like Nintendo and Microsoft have seemed so buddy-buddy lately, but yeah. They like I don't know if that would end up being in Smash, but that's kind of the last one that really stood a chance on my list. The other ones, there's no way.
I mean, I have a bunch of characters, like game. So, all right. So, want me to go through my like ant list?
Yeah,
so,
go through
so
your
Marcus.
Ant. Okay, Phoenix. Marcus.
I don't think he'll ever get in there. Like,
yeah.
Master Chief.
Yep.
Crash.
Crash
Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Spyro.
Yep.
Sly. Jack from Jack and Daxter. Yeah.
All the Sony.
All the Sony people. Aloy, and then Kratos.
Yeah.
So I don't think
PlayStation All Stars 2.
I think Master Chief has the biggest chance of getting in. Honestly, since they made the Cuphead Mii skin, out of all the Microsoft characters, I think Master Chief probably has the best chance.
Oh, for sure.
Unless you put like Ori in there, but
or something.
I don't see how Ori like Ori would be like a assist trophy or something.
Yeah. Forza car.
Interesting. Yeah, there's not like any other Microsoft stuff, is there? Like
maybe like the Dead Rising guy or like Fable character, maybe something like that.
I don't know.
I don't think Gears would get in there.
Yeah, those are my like outside chance people, and then I have the list of like things that will not happen.
All right, so go with the will not happen because that's what I have left. It's just the will not happen. Okay. Would it be cool if it happened?
Okay, so then I have Marvel. I wrote down Iron Man, Spider Man, just Marvel.
Yeah,
just any of
any
them.
Marvel character would be awesome. Yeah,
Vader and Yoda.
Darth
Vader, or Yoda.
Now, baby Yoda?
No, okay. Yoda.
Because like, Marie, I told my list to Marie, and she was like, "You got to include Baby Yoda." And I was like, "What? So he can kill one person and take a nap for the rest of the match?"
He can't do
like,
anything. Yeah,
he's not gonna do anything.
So I put John Wick.
Oh yeah,
I don't
that's
think
a good
he
one.
Would get in there. Yeah, obviously. And then like just any like Naruto, Goku.
Yeah.
Any of those
of course,
anime
Goku,
people, but
oh,
Goku's
yes.
been like Smash OG Smash.
Dude, he is a secret character.
There was
in
like
Ultimate.
Rumors
you know that,
in
right?
our circle that Goku was a secret character. You had to do like this, and this to get him in. But like they've come out and said they have to be only video game characters to go into Smash. So
Goku's in the video game.
Only video games, like originated in video games.
Oh, I see. Oh, originated in
I
video
think
games.
So,
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, those are my people.
Yeah. All right, so here's my list.
Yeah.
First one is
gonna be really ridiculous.
It's not that ridiculous. It because I try to think of things that would be cool to have. Like it'd be like I would love to play as these characters. It's never gonna happen. So first one is the Power Rangers. So you could switch in and out.
Are Ninja Turtles in there too?
No, but they should be. Oh. That's a good one. The Terminator.
Oh.
That'd be cool. Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
All right. A Jedi.
Okay.
That could be cool. Just hit my mic. Yeah, that could be cool. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
What's he going to do?
I don't know. He could be nice to people. Gumby.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Okay. And the last one I think would be the coolest one is the Powerpuff Girls. You could switch in and out of the Powerpuff Girls, and they could do cool things.
I mean, I guess they already did the switch in and out thing and, with Pokemon.
Yeah,
trailer.
And Mojo Jojo could be an assist trophy or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of, like, I looked up, like, movie characters, and I was like, oh, I could be, like, John McClane, who's from Die Hard.
Yeah, I mean, I put John Wick in there.
Yeah. And then I looked up TV show characters, and I was like, oh, like, these could be good ones. And I tried to think of, like, or try to find ones that were, like, they fought at some point, even though Casper hasn't really, and Gumby, you know. But
Gumby can, like, go into books.
That's true. Yeah. He can go into books.
Yeah.
Congrats. Yeah. Like, good for him. You know? Good for Gumby and Pokey.
The dragon from Neverending Story.
Yeah.
You're a little heavy, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going down.
So if you guys listening have a list of ridiculous characters that you think could be added into Super Smash Brothers, definitely tweet at the podcast. You can tweet at Nookshots. And we'll see it there on the Twitter sphere, and let us know your ridiculous characters that you think should be in Smash.
So I watched some of the direct, like a replay video, and they said they already have the six fighters, like they know what they're gonna be already. So Sakurai is like, don't tweet at me, like he didn't say it that way. It was like your suggestions because they're already locked in, but. But they said that that pass is going to go till 2021, December 2021.
Jesus Christ!
So we have 2 years of content for Smash Brothers for six characters.
Are you going to get the pass?
I'm going to see what the first announcement is.
Okay.
Like, honestly, I would have. I don't know. I
shouldn't have bought this pass.
Yeah, I would have bought Banjo on his own.
Yeah.
Like for $6, but. Yep. Like, I don't play Persona. I don't, like, I'm kind of annoyed that it's another Fire Emblem character today. What's its name?
I have no
Bythel
idea.
Bythel or something?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't play those games. I mean, Terry Bogard, I think his name is. He's cool. I haven't even played him yet, but he's not bad.
Yeah.
The Joker, I don't play as him.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, they should have had Piranha Plant as one of the characters instead of that free one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's cool that he was still free.
It's cool, yeah. But, like, people would have been hyped as shit.
I was super hyped for Banjo. Like, when I was watching E3, I'm like, what's going on? Like, they're doing fucking Banjo. Because they already announced, like, a character earlier.
Yeah.
And then they announced Banjo. I'm like, finally, they put fucking Banjo in this game.
Yeah.
And I've been saying it the last couple episodes. Like, I want to play more Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait and see who the characters are that they announce. I might... If like the first two or three I like, I'll probably just get the pass.
Gotcha.
But then, I mean, if the first one I like, I might get the pass. Because then I don't want to spend the $5 or whatever for the one character and wind up buying the pass later. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So,
well, yeah. Maybe wait until like the first two characters are announced and be like...
Yeah.
Be like, all right, and like see. Maybe.
But then again, if I'm playing more Smash, like I keep saying I want to, maybe I will just get the pass just so I have a complete roster. But I'm kind of upset that Cuphead might not be his own character. I have a feeling Paper Mario is going to be in there. Like I don't understand
why
he's not.
He'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't really get why he's not. What other like Paper Mario? Like there's I guess obscure like. Characters that I might not know that are Nintendo first party.
The Great Gazoo.
I think Rayman might have a shot.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool. Yeah.
I don't know. Like Crash, Spyro, Sly, Jack. Like I don't know if any of them have a shot.
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah. Well, because Sony has the PlayStation All Stars. Who knows if they'll make a second one? But they have that franchise. Yeah. You know.
I think Shovel Knight's and also another like brawler game that's not Smash. Like it's a Smash. Light, like Smash knockoff. And I think Yooka-Laylee's also in that game too. So I don't know. They're just taking like just these Fire Emblem and like
Yep.
People thought it was gonna be oh shit. the guy from Devil May Cry, Dante.
Yep.
I would have been okay with that. At least it's a different series.
Yeah,
you know?
It's different, yeah.
A name Ryu Hayabusa was thrown around. I don't know. He's from Ninja Gaiden, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm surprised ARMS isn't a character. I'm going to say it. Like, why isn't ARMS a character?
I mean, the Splatoon and Inklings are in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems
I don't
weird.
Really know. Why is Waluigi not a character?
That, too. That is the biggest question of all. What the hell, Nintendo?
Yeah, why is he
why not?
Like, all the other first parties are in there. Like, all of them, except for Toad.
Dude, Wario is in there. How can It's like having Mario and not having Luigi.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
What if they add Toad before they add...
Oh yeah, Toad's not a character.
Yeah, Toad's not. But Baby Bowser is. I guess like a Piranha Plant, but like Koopas aren't.
Yeah, they need like Key 2.
Yeah, like I guess they could add like a Hammer Bro.
Yeah,
or like any some of that shit.
Well, I've always I've mentioned this before, but I would love to get to a point, and this will never happen, but I'd love to get to a point where like the entire roster of Super Smash, because obviously this is the Nintendo game with the largest roster for anything.
Oh yeah.
That roster is also on Mario Kart, is also on Mario Tennis.
Oh, they just take that.
Yeah. No, like, yeah. And they just like
have, like a bunch of different links. To
yeah.
Choose
it's
from.
Basically like having different like mini games with the same roster sort of thing. And I think that would be awesome. Like if they did that, you know, like playing as Pac-Man in Mario Kart or something like that.
Yeah.
Like could be cool. They'll never do that though, because like Super Smash Bros. is kind of like for anything, and then Mario Kart is for Mario characters, like Mario Tennis is for Mario, like all that stuff.
Mario
you
Sonic
know, Mario
All-Star
related
Racing,
characters,
or
yeah.
Mario Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I mean,
Link's like,
in Mario.
I'm just
Mario
super
Kart.
like I don't know if you watched any of the thing, but the guy's like.
I did.
Sakurai's like, we had to keep this a secret from even like people in Nintendo, and people are getting like I watched Kind of Funny's reaction, and they're like, oh my god, like so hype, huh? And then it's a fucking Fire Emblem guy, and they're like, thanks for watching. Like it, like as soon as they announced, it's like they like it was pointless for that, like because I will like the this Fire Emblem character, like the combat style is different. You can switch between weapons and stuff. They tried to make it like. Kind of emulate a turn-based thing because that's what Fire Emblem Three Houses is.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. Like, how many Fire Emblem people?
I know.
There's
it's
more.
Ridiculous.
I think there's more Fire Emblem people than Pokemon now.
Yeah.
If you count Pokemon Trainer as one and not three, there's more.
I honestly Fire feel Emblem. Like people would be happier if it was another Pokemon. I mean, like they wouldn't be happy,
so
but they'd
I
be
think,
happier.
I think the consensus was like people didn't want another Fire Emblem character and they didn't want another Pokemon. They were okay with literally anything else.
Yeah.
And I thought it was gonna be Dante from
Devil May Cry
because Devil May Cry 3 is coming to the Switch.
Yeah.
And before that, when they teased it direct, Sakurai made the three, like he three symbol. And nobody thought Fire Emblem Three Houses, which is a Nintendo IP.
Yeah.
And people are like, "How?" I think. I mean, if they do their own IP, it's easier to get rights to the character, obviously, because they don't have to jump through hoops like they had to do with Banjo or Joker or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Interesting. Yeah, I think.
But I mean, I guess like Crash and Spyro and stuff. Maybe because Cloud is on.
True.
On and so is Solid Snake. You know, so maybe. I mean, Crash fits. He just fits.
So like, is Spyro too.
Spyro fits too. Sly and Jack a little less because they're not as like
up
to date now. But both those games, they both fit.
Like, yeah.
Just throw them in there. Spyro the Dragon fighting against Mario and Sonic in the same fucking game.
Like, awesome.
Like, that's like...
Mega Man.
That's like my childhood.
Yeah.
That's like the console wars in a game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the more the merrier. Unless it's like it... This is like the equivalent of playing a game... where they're like a multiplayer game and like, oh, like we're coming out with new maps and they just end up being remasters of old maps.
Yeah.
Like that's what that feels like when it's like another Fire
Emblem
character.
They even make the joke like in the game when they announce the character, like, they announce him, and he's got a sword, and he goes, and he's fighting, and in the cutscene, he gets his ass kicked by all these other people, like, that are the same, and the narrator's like, oh, like, you're just another too many swordsmen, you know, that, like, they make the joke that there's too many of them.
Oh, gotcha.
But then they're like, oh, but he can switch his weapons if you do this, and this. It's got, so like, they a tried bow to and axe, and, like, they try to
show the value.
I will say that, like, it's cool that his combat style is a little different. He's not just another sword fighter.
Yeah.
But
just looking at the posters.
Is there a bug up there? But they could have done that with another character. Yeah.
They should have the Bloodborne character in there, you know?
They could add Funky Kong.
Funky Kong. They could. Yeah, but all right, so
alas. Something is happening outside.
It's just very super windy. Very windy today. There was a squall today.
What the fuck's a squall?
Apparently it's like a little snowstorm that lasts like 10 minutes.
Oh, I was driving in that.
Yeah. It's apparently called a squall. Oh, okay. I don't know. That's what, like, the weather alert says.
Got it.
All right, so I got one question here for you.
Okay.
All right. Is one you gotta maybe think about a little bit. All right, so Nintendo and Sony, okay.
Uh huh.
You can only play exclusives from one of them for the rest of time. Who do you choose and why? Obviously, I could pose this question for PC and Xbox as well. Obviously, they don't have as strong exclusives as Nintendo and Sony. So if you choose Sony, you can no longer play Nintendo exclusives for the rest of your life. If you choose Nintendo...
But if I played like them up till now, like I don't forget that I played those games, right?
Correct. Yeah. So you realize what you're missing.
Yeah, I know.
But then you choose Nintendo, you can't play Sony. So which ones do you value more?
That's really rough.
I know. Because the potential is there.
If you told me I was going to forget like Ocarina of Time and all that, I would say Nintendo. But... it's pretty much play all the awesome games that Sony comes out or give up Zelda and Smash and shit.
Yeah, and all the Mario games and, you know, anything, any exclusive. Nintendo, like, just does exclusives, basically.
That's really rough.
Yeah. So, the...
I can't play The Last of Us 2. I can't play God of War. I can't play Horizon.
Yeah. Yep. Can't play Bloodborne 2. Can't play... anything exclusive to either one.
But then I can't play Zelda games. Mario I could leave. But I can't play Zelda games.
Yeah, and you can't replay.
I know.
Either. Like, you can't go back and play one. You know, you just have the memories. You know?
That's really
tough. It is tough.
That's really tough.
Or you could choose Microsoft.
Oh, but then I can't play Gears.
I know, yeah. But that's like the... Or Halo. It's like Gears and Halo, you know?
I play them on PC.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, yeah, you found a way around it. And you can't play Sony exclusives on PS Now when they come out for PS Now and play them on PC.
This is really tough, and I feel like I'm going to get ridiculed by you with either answer.
No, you won't. I just have the right answer.
Oh.
And it's play neither.
Neither.
No, I don't. I actually, to be honest, I don't have an answer for this. Obviously, there's no answer. Obviously, like, right answer.
I mean, I'm gonna go with my gut, and my gut's telling me give up Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because like, honestly,
you stupid motherfucker.
Like, honestly, I played more Zelda than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, Mario is great, but it's not like my favorite. Like, I could leave it.
Yeah.
And like. All the past couple years, the games that have really grabbed me are Sony exclusives.
Yeah.
And nothing else has really done that. So I can't say.
So,
and that's saying a lot, because years ago it's not even a question I would leave Sony.
Right.
And do Nintendo, but.
So I also have the same feeling because I have no nostalgia for Sony whatsoever. But I have nostalgia for Nintendo. Mm-hmm. So just because of that reason, like, I want to build nostalgia for Sony by playing future exclusive things like that. You know, like in 10 years, I want to be like, oh, The Last of Us.
You
like
how PS2 like me.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I bought the PS3 when that was my first Sony. Yeah. When we went and bought them, that was my first Sony like experience like that I owned. So yeah, I agree. Like I feel like I love playing Nintendo exclusives. Obviously, like there's so many good times with like playing with other people, playing Mario Kart, all that stuff. Like
yeah,
that's fantastic.
Tennis, the party game.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I've had my nostalgia with it. Like when I play Mario Kart, I think of the old days when I played Mario Kart. I don't think like this is such a brand new experience and it's blowing my mind. I'm like, this is great because
it's
Mario Kart.
Streaming, you were playing
Mario Kart 8. Yeah, but like I'm not, you know, really, yeah. The only games that are gonna blow my mind that are Nintendo exclusives are Zelda games, like Breath of the Wild, obviously, like amazing, but. That it goes from Breath of the Wild compared to all those Sony exclusives that also blow my mind.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So it's just one versus many.
Yeah,
you can't pick them one.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I love playing Mario Kart, Super Mario Odyssey, all that stuff. Luigi's Mansion 3.
What happens if I did? Would I like just die? Would my head explode? Like if I played Zelda after giving up?
Oh, if you tried to play,
yeah. Just my hands burn and fall off.
Like, it just you wouldn't. Be able
it
to move.
Would it work?
Yeah.
Like it just wouldn't. I wouldn't move or in the
it
game.
It would brick the console as soon as you tried to play
it's
it
only
exclusive.
When I touch
you
it.
Can still play the Switch. You just can't play the exclusives.
Right. Yeah.
You
I
know,
get
so.
It. So it's an indie machine then.
Yeah. Or, point. You know, or playing like Bioshock or, you know, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Now, you can. This there's a loophole here where perhaps
can
in
I
the
watch
future.
Can people play it?
Yeah. You can watch people play
okay.
it. Yeah. But you just can't play it. But. There's a loophole where if Sony or Nintendo ever go under, maybe
somebody
those
else
games
buys them and then you could play them.
Someone else buys them, or like because
so,
there's been so much like cross,
so here's
maybe
a
Nintendo games end up on Sony.
Can I play
or
like
something
old
like that.
School Nintendo like games emulated on other things?
No.
Okay. So.
Because that's still a Nintendo exclusive.
Okay.
You know, regardless of what you're playing it on.
Okay.
Like, it's still originally a Nintendo exclusive.
Okay.
Don't
yeah,
try to
no.
get around that.
I guess I would have to pick Sony.
Yeah. Just because, you know, we've had our time with Nintendo. At
yeah.
least for me. Like, I've had my time. I still want to play, obviously, all the future ones. This isn't a real scenario or anything like that. But, like, I've had my time. I haven't had my time with Sony yet. Like, it feels like it's just beginning, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've played... Like, I've never played the second Last of Us. I've never played the second Horizon Zero Dawn, second God of War. You know,
yeah.
Well, you know, new version of God of War. But, yeah. So, I thought of that question. I thought it would be really interesting.
It's a tough question. It's a real tough question. Because
they easily have the strongest exclusives out of the whole industry
for sure,
right
yeah.
now. And the interesting thing is we might be able to pose this question in the future and include Microsoft in this. And maybe, you know, that... will change some things.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's also, don't get me wrong, like PC, I was thinking about including PC because there's games like, you know, PUBG's was a PC exclusive when
yeah,
it first came out.
Yeah.
I think Apex originally was a PC exclusive when it first came out. There's Half-Life, which is PC exclusive. There's a bunch of, there's a lot,
Gary's
people don't
mod.
Realize how many games on PC are exclusive
yeah.
to just PC.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, there's a lot like Escape from Tarkov, like that's
well,
not
that whole,
anything.
That whole like survival horror genre, like
yeah, it's a lot of it's just
DayZ,
on PC.
All that shit just
yeah,
started on
there's
PC.
VR games that are exclusive. Like if you choose
World
Sony,
Warcraft.
Since I chose Sony to keep playing them, I also get the PSVR
oh,
exclusive.
Yeah.
So there you go. The more you know. But anyway, all right, so. I think we'll wrap up. You got anything else?
No.
Want to cover?
No. It was a
right.
good episode.
Yeah,
good
it was.
Episode.
I was trying to write down some topics. I usually just kind of like
spitball,
look at some latest
yeah,
news, and we talk about that.
To be a little more professional now.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a
that's why I got my post-it notes.
Yeah, and I got my notes as well. You know? But anyway, thank you for joining me on another episode of Mistakes Were Made podcast. I appreciate it, Mr. Bags. And if you're listening at home, listening in the car, whatever it might be. We'd appreciate it if you checked out nookshots.com. You can check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/nookshots, and you can get this show and the Just Because podcast for early. You can get it early. So that's pretty cool. Definitely go check it out. And it helps support Nookshots if you enjoy what we do. But thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it as always. You can find our links down in the podcast description below. And yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your day, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace out.